This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A federal jury has found that the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway contributed to the deaths of two people who were exposed to asbestos decades ago when toxic mining material was shipped through a Montana town where thousands of people have been sickened and hundreds killed by asbestos and vermiculite. The jury awarded $4 million each in compensatory damages to the estates of the two plaintiffs who died in 2020. Jurors said asbestos-contaminated vermiculite that spilled in the rail yard in the town of Libby, Montana, was a substantial factor in the plaintiffs' illnesses and deaths. The vermiculite in Libby has high concentrations of asbestos and was used in insulation and for other commercial purposes in homes and businesses across the U.S. After being mined from a mountaintop outside the town, it was loaded onto rail cars that sometimes spilled the material in the Libby rail yard. Residents have described piles of vermiculite being stored in the yard and dust from the facility blowing through downtown Libby. Asbestos and vermiculite can be inhaled and damage people's lungs when it's borne on the wind or otherwise disturbed. The plaintiffs argue that the railroad knew the asbestos-tainted vermiculite was dangerous and failed to clean it up. Both people lived near the rail yard decades ago and died from mesothelioma, a rare lung cancer linked to asbestos exposure. Looming over the proceedings was the W.R. Grace Mining Company, which operated the mountaintop vermiculite mine 7 miles outside of Libby until it closed in 1990. Federal prosecutors in 2005 indicted W.R. Grace and executives from the company on criminal charges over the contamination in Libby. A jury acquitted them following a 2009 trial. The pollution in Libby is being cleaned up largely at public expense through the Federal Superfund program. The W.R. Grace Mining Company filed for bankruptcy in 2001 and has not contributed to the cleanup. The case in federal civil court over the two deaths was the first of numerous lawsuits against the Warren Buffett-owned BNSF Railway. Current and former residents of the small town of Libby, Montana, near the U.S.-Canada border, want BNSF held accountable. The railway argued that the railroad's employees didn't know the vermiculite was filled with hazardous microscopic asbestos fibers and that the railroad was obliged under law to ship the vermiculite. But plaintiffs noted that the company advised its executives about lung diseases caused by the material and that railway workers know what they're hauling and that they're required to mark on each railway car the chemical content and dangers. The EPA in 2009 declared in Libby the nation's first ever public health emergency under the Federal Superfund cleanup program. Students at Capitol High School in Helena had their schedule interrupted by a moose on a Friday morning in late April after it wandered onto the campus, resulting in a shelter-in-place order as school and city officials responded. The moose was sighted on the school campus Friday, April 19th around 9 a.m., but had been around the school the past 3 days. Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks game wardens and law enforcement tried to push the moose over to the fairgrounds when it first appeared near the school, but the moose went back to the school grounds in the following days. On Friday, with the moose at the school, local law enforcement advised the school to initiate the shelter-in-place order, which was lifted after about 20 minutes when local wildlife officials and police coerced the moose off campus and into the marshy area on the northwest side of the school toward the Lewis and Clark County Fairgrounds in north-central Helena. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.